So a question for you. Just how important is it to you that your representative in Congress truly is a member of your community, understands the stakeholders there, he's one of you, or she is one of you? Maybe they left for a time, but at least they have history in the district. They understand the nuances of your community. Not someone who just simply took up residence to run in that district, someone that parachuted in, or maybe an outsider doesn't bother you. As long as they vote the way you desire. What do you think about this? Does it matter to you? 1-800-859-0957. 1-800-859-0WJR. I ask because it's raining carpetbaggers. It really is. In some cases, it's because of redistricting. In some cases, it's a challenger that was picked by the state party elite or recruited by someone else, like the former president. No one else has brought this into clearer focus than our next guest, the closest thing I've seen to the journalistic equivalent of a backhoe. Charlie LaDuff, if it's buried, he will find it. He's the host of the No BS NewsHour, also a Detroit news columnist, and he joins us live. Charlie, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, guy.
When you looked into this, you started poking around to see how many candidates had moved their residences. Tell me what you found.
Oh, let's see. Alyssa Slotkin moved up towards Lansing from Holly, and she's in hot water because she's renting from a contributor lobbyist. Rashida Tlaib is on her at least fourth address in the last dozen years by my count. John James is running for the 10th in Macomb, but he still lives in the 11th in Farmington Hills, Oakland County. John Molinar lived in Midland. Now he lives in a place called Caledonia.
Which is just south of Kent County. I mean, it's almost the other side of the state.
He moved into his cottage. Haley Stevens is going to announce yet her third address in the last year coming. Debbie Dingell's now in a nice place in Ann Arbor. I hear it's fabulous. And the king of them all is John Gibbs. He took out Pete Meyer over in the Grand Rapids area. His odyssey begins in D.C. last year. He sets sail. He makes port at his mother's house in Lansing for a spell before finally dropping his anchor in a rental in suburban Grand Rapids. And this is what we have.
And with little or no history, that's my hometown, Grand Rapids. John Gibbs was...
Nice town. And
we have many, many people that could have certainly fit the bill there. He's a complete unknown.
And who put him up to it? And, you know, in the end, we all remember that. I mean, he's running against Pete Meyer. We know Pete a little bit. You know, he's a conservative guy. He votes to impeach Trump. He also, you know, backs gay marriage. So the Democrats come in, dump a bunch of money saying that Gibbs is too conservative, meaning that gets, you know, the base riled up, and they're definitely going for him. So what does he know about Grand Rapids? Grand Rapids is an interesting, sophisticated, and old town. Like you said in the intro, what do you know about us?
Well, and everybody's very parochial, and I think most communities are. They want representatives that reflect not just their values, but truly are representative of the community that they've lived in for a while. You haven't got that in a lot of these races.
Yeah, don't you think you want somebody that represents you and is not an employee of one of the two big parties?
Yeah. Well, we ask the listeners that question, 1-800-859-0957. I mean, and let's not leave out our lieutenant governor, who's on the statewide ballot, and what has happened to the property he once owned in Detroit.
So, you know, it was kind of like two columns in one, but it all got me thinking about the most famous house last election cycle was Garland Gilchrist, and that, you know, blown out house he bought from the very troubled Detroit Land Bank. He bought it for $13,500. I caught him. He's a speculator over there. And he was allowed to sell it for nearly $200,000 and pocket the money when the land bank was supposed to take it back from him because it was never occupied. Who bought it? Some murky LLC out of Miami, incorporated through Delaware. Now, they own the house for the last 4 years. It has no walls, holes in the floor, no wiring, no plumbing, no heater, no nothing. So why are you buying a house for $200,000 Was there a favor done?
Yeah.
We deserve the answers.
And was there, are there any comps in that area that would be equivalent to a $200,000 windfall?
I love that you asked that. Okay, remember, he sold in 2019. The neighboring property, which is a four-unit family structure, occupied with amenities like wiring and windows and doors. Imagine that, guys.
Hot and cold running water, even?
Yeah. Hey, hot water, man.
No privy out back?
Toilets? So remember, that sold last year, which was at the height of the real estate market. The height of the real estate. That sold for $250. So how's this other one a couple of years ago with blown out, no back door, no nothing, selling for $200? I asked, you know, Gilchrist people and the governor's people, you know what they did? They sent me a link to an article written by the Detroit News, and in the link, it talks about a murky, shadowy shell company.
So this
I'm
is
like, what?
Clearly bipartisan then. And it that actually smacks of something just worse than this disingenuousness of chasing district borders. But when you ask folks either on your show or elsewhere, does that really bother them? Are they so caught up in the partisanship of it that they're saying, look, we're struggling for control of the House or control of the Senate. We're going to elect that. We just want anybody that can win.
Well, for me, I'll leave it. You get very good listeners. You really do. They're really smart people. I enjoy listening to this show. I'm going to let them decide. But for me personally, you know, I expect to know my person. I expect to be able to get in touch with my person. It's like my realtor or my insurance person. I want to know you, and I want you to know what we're going through here. That's what I want. And maybe part of the problem in the country is that these two big parties are nothing but businesses. So you pat me on the head, you mail me a check, everything goes to hell, and we're at each other's throat. How about you just represent the people around you? I want to elect somebody that lives near me.
Right. And you know, there's a question about, don't you want somebody with real skin in the game who
right
actually
on.
Lives in the community and will suffer the consequences if they make poor choices on your behalf?
You know, I mean, like, for instance, we're all water people, right? It's very, water in the, is very important to us. If you're going to vote, you know, are you going to trade something like that for, I don't know what you would trade it for? Do you understand who, you know, what the west side of the state's about? Do you, or have you spent your life in D.C., you know, having lunch on K Street, wearing silk ties, not putting the time in? That's what I thought representative democracy was. But again, you can do it. None of this is illegal unless, of course, you know, you're lying about where you're really at. You got to remember the Congress, there is no law requiring you to live in your district. Right. So what's with the fake addresses?
Well, it's a crazy thing, Charlie. The word representative is even in the title, you know, and here so many of them just aren't. They aren't necessarily representative of you at all. And you're right. John Gibbs may be the most egregious example. But the other thing is, for folks in Detroit, Garland Gilchrist, with that track record, is that really somebody that you think understands the problems of blight in Detroit? When you could argue that there was, and not to mention the fact that he may have sold out to one of these corporations that's been driving up housing prices everywhere, which is not necessarily a good thing.
You know what's nuts about it is when you ask the question, you don't get an answer.
Yeah.
Answer the question. It's a simple question we want to know. Are you for sale? Can you not take a loss?
By the way, while I have you here, this is came across the transom in the past few minutes, and that is apparently President Biden is complaining about reporters shouting questions at him. That there is it's a lack of decorum. It's not, and it's just he just doesn't like it. Had he never heard about Sam Donaldson going back to the Carter years?
Well, you know, after your show is done, okay, I invite everybody to just Google any Donald Trump press conference.
Yes.
You've got to be kidding. I mean, welcome to the modern world.
Yeah.
And if you can't live in it, don't take the job.
Well, that's why President Biden doesn't have press conferences because people just keep asking those questions. Doggone journalists, you keep asking questions. Stop it.
Yeah, you know, just he should stop doing them and just let his press secretary, Jean-Pierre, just read out of the binder all day.
The only way you get an answer anymore or get access is by shouting. God knows. Charlie, we were a great column in the Detroit News. Thanks for doing the digging on all these residential changes. You know what? The redistricting commission from now on, I think we ought to sell their naming rights. I think United Van Lines should pick it up because they are the ones that are benefiting the most from redistricting.
I just, I'm thinking about filing for an LLC as house movers. If you're in the house, we'll move your house.
There you go. House movers.
Lots of work.
I like it. All right, Charlie, you take care. Always a pleasure.
You too, man.
And your thoughts on this. Does it matter to you, or are Charlie and I just barking up the wrong tree? Do you want someone that actually represents you, or just someone that can win and vote the way your party wants them to vote? 1-800-859-0957. Your call's next on The Guy Gordon Show.